Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. On Capitol Hill, a rush to shore up the economy in the face of a battering from the coronavirus.
President signing the first coronavirus relief package into law yesterday. That provides free testing for COVID-19 and paid emergency leave. And now he's pressing lawmakers to pass this $1 trillion stimulus package, the centerpiece being that $500 billion to start issuing direct cash payments to Americans.
Fox's Griff Jenkins breaking down when people might start seeing checks.
$250 billion starting April 2nd. That's the first payment. Second one, $250 billion in mid-May. That, of course, will be amounts depending on income and family size. $300 billion to rescue small businesses getting crushed.
And a cruise ship carrying several infected passengers docked in the French port city of Marseille. Now 200 Americans among the 1,400 passengers plus crew on board the ship, which left Florida March 5th. America's listening to Fox News.
Yes, it's springtime.
It is springtime, and the first sign of spring is when Rich Thomas tells you it's spring.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
First day of spring? Sure. Anybody with a calendar knows that, because it says it right there on the calendar. Although, officially, it begins at 10:50 p.m. tonight, so it's still technically winter. Very warm today, with a high temperature up to about 85. We had 84 yesterday. Today would be the eighth day in a row that we're in the 80s. More clouds than sun. Breezy by this afternoon. Dry and mild tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 84. Risk of some, you know, maybe some showers. Could be a thunderstorm Friday afternoon. But a better chance becoming likely Friday evening and Friday night, ending by Saturday morning, and then cooler. Saturday's high 72. We're only in the 60s on Sunday. More showers likely by Sunday afternoon into Monday. Right now, there's been fog in some spots, officially out at the airport in Danley Field. 1 3/4 miles is visibility, so that's restricted to the visibility for sure. 10 miles is perfect, but I see Troy's down to 1/4 mile. So there's fog in spots. 94% humidity, 66 degrees now, 7:05.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You seem happy.
Why wouldn't I be happy?
I don't know.
Well, it's a beautiful morning.
Sun is shining, birds are singing.
There's a spring in my slippers.
You know why I'm happy?
The first day of spring.
Spring, of course.
Huh? You know, spring.
And let's not forget
pollen.
The pollen?
You know, there's a lot of pollen in the air this time of year.
That's right.
A lot of pollen.
Okay, blow your nose.
Because it's showtime.
And it is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Should I stop playing the spring stuff since it's technically
well,
not spring?
It's okay. It's all right. It's if you look on a calendar, it says first day of spring. It's actually the earliest it began since 1896.
I want to remind everybody that, Trump last night said he considers himself a wartime president right now. They use the War Powers Act to amp up production on things that need to get out and get done. I was at Food Outlet yesterday. They are doing an incredible job. Just an incredible job. Danny and that group there, I was able to. You guys are going to eat well. Thanks. Where do you think the bacon came from this morning?
It's the first I've eaten in quite a while, and it was really good.
The tomatoes were, gosh, just beautiful, red and ripe. And Danny said they're about a truck or two behind in stocking. But they even had a few rolls of toilet paper yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah. And he's going to keep us informed when the next batch comes in case anybody's running low. But, again, it's another example of support your local grocer. food outlet being a great example of that. Now, this may not strike you as the ideal time to buy a car, but why not? I mean, for folks who are going to be needing help, yeah, we get that. We understand that. This probably isn't the time to do that kind of shopping, but Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is open, and they got some great stuff to look at, especially if you're shopping on a budget right now, including right at the top of the list here, a 2014 Nissan Murano. Rosie's had her eye on that one. She likes that, and that's an awesome SUV. It's red. It looks like it just rolled off the factory assembly line, and you can get it for $7,800, and that's a car that comes completely loaded with features and amenities. Let's see. Do they still have that? They got the Dodge Challenger. I know somebody personally can tell you what a fun car that is to drive. And there's still a Beamer there, too. You can enjoy the luxury of a Beamer 2011 BMW 3 Series 8700. And some of these cars come with payment terms under $100 a month. That 99 Lexus RX 300 is still there, too. $4,700. And I can tell you, since I drove that, not that specific deal, but that particular model for a couple of years, it's fantastic. Luxury is timeless. See Tip Tames and his team. If you're worried about financing, Greg and the finance department, they have over 20 programs to help folks out. So if you've taken a credit hit or something, don't let that stop you from getting some good new wheels. By stopping and seeing that great team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, you can browse in your pajamas right now at jackingram.com. I think Jay's getting some information, and I kind of want to wait before we...
He's shaking his head.
All right. Morgan Freeman will continue to celebrate his memories of spring as we go through the morning. And Random Facts is next. Pay close attention. You'll have a chance to win a $10 food outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz that follows. 7:08.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Elmore County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well. That's according to the Elmore Community Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its testing facility. Governor Kay Ivey announced that the primary runoff scheduled for March 31st has now been moved to July 14th. The governor says she is exercising her powers under the Emergency Management Act to reschedule the date due to the threat of the coronavirus. And Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Montgomery has suspended production after one of its employees tested positive for the coronavirus. The company says it will be providing additional sanitation measures and plans to disinfect the entire facility. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
Daylight Savings Time 2006. Instead of setting my clock ahead an hour, I mistakenly set it behind, which means I showed up to the movie set that day 2 hours late. When I finally got there, the director said, "Where the hell you been?" I smiled, then rammed my fist through his chest, ripped out his still-beating heart, and held it aloft so the rest of the crew could see what happens to anyone that screws with Morgan Freeman.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License
license number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On March 13th, family members were asked to remove themselves from public spaces. That request came from the government. Deep down, they knew it was right, but they also knew someday things would return to normal. With nowhere else to go, they were quarantined in their homes. Can an entire family share a house during a pandemic without driving each other crazy? The odd quandary, now playing out in most U.S. households. Check your mother's temper for showtime.
And now,
here's an odd couple plus nine.
Random facts.
I got it.
See, can you do 11?
I do 11, yeah.
You see what
yeah.
I did there?
An odd couple plus nine, good job. Did you?
Yes.
Thanks, Debbie.
Did you know? It takes it takes thousands, I don't know how many, but it takes thousands of years for sunlight to travel from the core of the sun to its surface.
Wait a minute. No. Hold. What?
And the whole process of everything that's going on inside the sun or whatever.
Yeah.
It takes thousands of years for it to happen inside the core and then reach the surface of the sun itself.
Hmm.
Then it takes 8 minutes for that sunlight to leave the sun.
To reach us.
And reach us.
What about at night?
It's a little slower. It takes a break, you know?
Thanks, Dad. That was funny.
Did you know? I don't remember. I don't know how to pronounce their names. It was a married couple who were members of the German High Society. Schulzboysens? I don't know. Anyway, they were also anti-Nazi activists. They formed a resistance group known as the Red Orchestra, which there's a video game based on that called Red Orchestra. They were caught and executed in 1942, but the Red Orchestra continued throughout the war as an espionage network.
You ever hear about that?
I know nothing.
I didn't know.
What
did they call themselves again?
The Red Orchestra.
Okay.
And there was a video game based on it. But yeah. Did you know Japan is so successful at returning lost property that 130,000 cell phones, or 83% of those reported missing, were returned to their owners in 2018.
Wow.
No, really? Wow.
Did you know that stained glass originated to help illiterate people learn about the Bible?
What do you mean?
In other words, the stained glass that has, they depict stories.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Is that what's on those windows?
Yeah. Now, some are just done for arts, you know, art for art's sake type of thing.
Right.
But
that was the original idea, right?
If you go back to the original idea of what stained glass windows were, and those still exist, some of them do, they would tell a story.
Interesting.
Usually out of the Bible. Did you know of a man named Peter Porco? That's all I can think of how to pronounce.
Go ahead, tell us about Peter Porco.
His last name is P-O-R-C-O. So I can only gather it was...
That's Porco.
Or is it Porso? Maybe it's Porso.
No, it's Porco.
It's Porco now. We laugh, but here's what happened to old Peter. After being hit in the head 16 times with an axe, he woke up with his alarm, shaved, prepared breakfast, retrieved the newspaper, and made his lunch, all before succumbing to his injuries.
Wow.
I guess in his sleep or something, he was hit in the head 16 times. I have no idea.
Man.
But...
He did all that
without even knowing, I guess, that any... Right. He shaved. If you shaved, wouldn't you have seen... I don't know.
Blood or...
I have no idea.
Yeah, you would wonder. I mean, you'd think there'd be an axle or something in his, that would be visible that would like, hey, you're injured here, man. You shouldn't be...
An axle.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, was he basically dead and his brain still functioned just long enough to autopilot till he was... Until he actually passed.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Somebody says, yeah, only higher functions were damaged in the attack. The body control was fine. And he was able to, wow.
Damn.
Adorable.
Isn't he?
Did you know there was a guy named Brian Ware?
Yeah.
He created the Crayon Initiative. What that means is he would collect used crayons from restaurants. He would then melt them down to make new crayons that he would then give to children's hospitals.
Huh. Why would he have to melt them down? In other words, they were just reconditioned? Is that what it is?
Right, so they would look brand new, I guess. They wouldn't show as used.
Oh, okay.
Maybe also to sterilize them, I guess, to melt them down. You know,
that's a good point.
Taking them to a children's hospital.
Yeah.
Did you know the bubonic plague, the cause of the Black Death, is actually still around? Congo, Madagascar, and Peru have several cases a year. Isolated cases occur here in the United States and China as well.
Well.
But I think we have some sort of...
Not going to be traveling to those countries.
Yeah. Don't we have something to fight against that, though?
I think they have something for the bubonic plague, right?
Yeah, see, now it's curable.
Yeah.
It's not what it was, obviously. Did you know, as of 2008, Christmas lights in the United States use more electricity over the holidays than entire country's annual usage?
Wow.
6.63 billion kilowatts per hour.
Hey, by the way, in the middle of the night, they were running, people are putting Christmas decorations back up.
Yes. You know, we took our tree down on Valentine's Day, and it was still fresh. Uh-huh. I almost wish we had left it there.
So, yeah.
Because it looks so festive.
People are doing their outside decorations and putting them back up. That's interesting.
Did you know, what were the first words spoken in a film?
First words spoken in a film. I think I've heard this before.
I mean, you know what the first spoken word film is.
It's the jazz singer.
Right. 1927.
But, yeah. Mary had a little lamb. I don't know.
I've heard this before, but I don't know the answer.
It's a bit of an introduction. Wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Oh.
Because you heard music.
Yeah.
But then the first words were, wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet. And that's when you first heard the words spoken in a film. Did you know the wreckage of the Titanic will likely disappear by the year 2030 due to what's called rusticles?
Mm-hmm.
That are formed, yeah, I know, right?
That's a philosopher from ancient Greece, Rusticles.
they are forming on the ship itself or the wreckage itself, and they will eventually break apart and then drift away.
I would be surprised if that actually happens.
But by 2030 is when that's supposed to, or at least it should all be gone by the year 2030. So in the next 10 years, basically.
Well, here's the thing. We have just recently found, what was the World War II era? Was it the Hornet? They finally located that, and it's still together.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, but it sank later than the Titanic. But we have a lot of Spanish galleons and stuff that they're still finding.
Well, they're wood. Though.
Well, those are wood, yeah.
Yeah, it's the rusting process.
Wood would last longer underwater.
It would, wouldn't it? Now, some wood does not.
Water's cold.
Shrinkage!
Yeah. And rusticles, too. Rusticles.
I have one left.
Huh? Well, they're going to have to wait to hear it. They went by awfully fast this morning.
They did. I have one left. That's it.
It's worth waiting for, folks.
Stand by.
You don't know what it is. It could be a dud.
I'll tell you what. Go ahead and do it. I'm going to punt here.
Okay. We'll just do this last one. Finally, did you know there was an Italian sociologist who spent a year underground as an experiment. Mm-hmm. He was completely isolated from the outside world. When he was brought back up, after a year, he only thought that 6 months had passed. He had no way to tell time down there. He had no passage of a day-night cycle type of thing. He had nothing to identify as time passing. Mm-hmm. So he only felt like 6 months had passed, but an actual year had passed. So those are your very fast, quick, random facts.
All right.
Thank you, Jay. It is 7:22.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Since I had to choose from this morning, I did one last hour about the virtual teacher in Australia who can look at her students.
And saw some shenanigans going on.
Yeah, one of her students was getting some
What's the word you're looking for there?
Something I can say in the air. He was getting a hand with his studying, so to speak. Does that make it work?
I see.
Yeah, that, and then there's one other. And, you know, in times like this, and we've seen this, whenever there's a crisis, somebody does something inventive, even if it's slightly naughty. A strip club in Portland is having the strippers deliver food, and they're doing it topless.
Hi there. Thanks for calling Boober, the boob delivery service.
Thank you, Boober.
Boober Eats. I'm not making that up. They are not actually naked. They don't violate the law because they're wearing pasties.
They'd have to. Is it what, indecent exposure or something out
even in
public?
Oregon, which is about as deep end as
public indecency,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
So hey, yeah, whether you approve of that or not, it's a business that's trying to stay afloat during this very difficult time. This may also be a time for you to get some electrical repair work done around the house. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. We're moving out with our plans. We had them out 2 weeks ago. Phase two, I think, is the first week in April. And if you live in an older home, you really, if nothing else, can call Mr. Electric out for an inspection. Make sure your wiring is all up to snuff. It's not going bad, because in older homes, the threat of electric fire is definite. Why not catch something before it actually happens? Need something installed, an outlet moved, whatever it is. Mr. Electric can handle. Certified master electricians, the very best of the best. Their number is 245-1566, or visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com. On time appointments, upfront pricing, and the most talented people in that field. Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the pop quiz, or Boober Eats, or whatever you want to call it. With Quizmaster Jay.
Not very long ago, in Random Facts, we talked about the 1927 film The Jazz Singer, with the first words spoken in the film being what? What were the first words ever heard in a film?
Mammy!
That's not.
No?
It's not Mammy.
I'll get over this in a moment. 272-9228. 272-9228. We are standing by for your call, and we'll find us a winner after traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic with a lot of folks working from home today, and the school's not in session. We are just not seeing that total number of cars that we normally have on the road at this time of day. We are mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. Got a little congestion on the Northeast Boulevard at the major intersections. That's really about it out there this morning. No accidents happening anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. A little bit of fog reported in some areas, so please drive. drive carefully. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Before we take a winner, Preble Farm Center sponsored the traffic, and that's an idea. During this downtime, Jacqueline Tomlinson sent me a picture last night. She and her little boy planted a garden. They had a great time. And they've got everything you need. In fact, they deliver. Preble Farm Center does. We'll talk to Randy.
Starting a garden. That's a good idea during this crisis. Make something positive out of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's very productive. Yeah. All right. Our first attempted winner is Betty.
Good morning.
Hi, Betty. How are you? How are you hanging in there with this through this time?
Just great.
Good.
Great.
Good. What you think? What were the first words ever spoken? In a movie. It was in the jazz
movie.
What?
Okay. It was, wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
That is it.
That's, you got it. That is
right
it.
Right on. Yeah.
That is it.
Then Mammy.
It's a fun day in the neighborhood.
It is.
Are you stuck at home or are you able to go to work? What's your situation?
Well, everybody says I'm stuck at home, but I do go to work. So
you work from home?
I'm being careful. Yes, and at the office.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
just being very careful.
Yeah, I'm washing my hands a lot more, that's for sure.
For real?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we don't run out of water.
I know.
Well,
exactly.
Food outlets locations remain open. We will mail you the gift certificate. And if you've never been, you're going to really appreciate, boy, the prices. And at a time like this, you'll love it. Hold on. I went by the food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard yesterday. They were surprised to see me there on a weekday because it's always Sunday morning.
Sure.
In fact, I will do my grocery shop this week Sunday after our weekend morning show that we're doing. Mm-hmm. But, oh, this message came in for you, Rich.
It ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
Got that. 7:28 is the time. I did have a second convoluted introduction.
Oh, jeez.
For random facts.
Well, we'll just have to wait till tomorrow morning.
I guess that's what we're going to have to do.
Just have to wait.
We'll come back with Rich's forecast at 7:29 after this.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled, can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
March 19th, Poultry Day. Listen up, turkeys. Don't cry foul. Get your ducks in a row and celebrate Poultry Day. Unless, of course, you're chicken. Have a pheasant day.
And now...
He's done because Jay brought in a paltry number of...
Random facts.
That's good. That's good. You had to burn that one, didn't you?
It was
National Poultry Day. It won't be National Poultry Day tomorrow.
I have to wait another year.
I know.
And next year, National... No, wait a minute. It'll be on... Because Leap Day has already happened. It'll be on a Friday next year.
Okay.
We'll have to plan for that.
All right.
I'll talk to Danny over at Food Out, see if we can give away some chicken or something. It is 7:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's revisit the traffic dungeon for a moment.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are definitely getting into our busy part of the morning. A little after 7:30, we got a lot of traffic now, mostly moderate to heavy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards, a lot more cars there. East-South Boulevard congestion in front of Baptist Troy Highway. Northeast Boulevard with Tumka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. Atlanta Highway busy. And Taylor Road picking up some traffic as well. No accidents anywhere. None to pass on to you at this time. Well, scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in emergency medical technology, precision machining, and more. Call Trenton State 334-420-4344 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Chase.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yeah, I've been visiting the Thinking Stoop behind the building here for almost 15 years now.
Uh-huh.
That's another thing I got to delay. I got to delay my 15th anniversary celebration.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
And the invitations went out.
Oh, jeez.
What are we going to do? Each day this week, it has gotten a little bit lighter than the day previous. This morning, it was like a Sunday.
The traffic.
Yeah.
Right. Well, a lot of people are not going to work anymore, or, you know, they're working from home, or it's changed. The whole pattern.
I want to repeat something I said yesterday. President is treating this situation like a wartime president.
Mm-hmm.
And during World War II, not only did everybody work, but everybody paid a lot higher taxes during the course of the war and then bought war bonds aside. Now, nobody's selling war bonds, but money that could be spent in a similar way to help us survive this, help all these wonderful small businesses that keep the station on the air and want to keep them busy, too. For those of you who can't, like, I looked at my checking account this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This week I'm going to do infusion on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a pedicure.
All right.
Which in my case requires professional help. Probably after that. It's not a tremendous amount of money, but you know, that little place, Body Serene, over there on Atlanta Highway, those guys are so great, and I want to help them. And that's why we hope, if you can, I understand if you've been laid off because of this, you gotta you know, be careful for at least the time being. And again, I stay in the camp that this will start to reverse sooner than later. But if you need some work done around your house, maybe you've been thinking about... you know, if you got a stain in the ceiling, you need your roof repaired, Jones Brothers is ready to help you at 800-264-8009. And since we're on the cusp of much warmer weather, maybe you'd like to add some recreational space to your home with a screened-in patio. You know, they formulated a material that reflects the heat back into the sky. When they first started doing screened-in patios, they didn't have this type of substance available, so those rooms were generally only available during the cool weather months. But thanks to this new technology, you can use it year-round and give yourself additional recreational space. And that may be an idea, especially if your home suddenly feels very small because everybody is home in it. So call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. Another thing you can do is just browse their catalog online at jbroof.com and see all the amazing things they do. And, of course, if ultimately you do need your roof replaced, they're the people to call. They've been doing it for almost 80 years. Think about that. You don't stay in any business that long in a town our size. Word gets around if people aren't being treated right, and the guarantee isn't good. So keep them in mind. The good people at Jones Brothers, the Creole family, are absolutely sensational folks. 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com. It is 738.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Happy first day of spring. It begins tonight at 10:50 p.m., officially the vernal equinox, which means equal day, equal night. It's not quite equal. I mean, our sunrise this morning was 6:49, sunset at 6:56. Not equal, but... kind of very close. Just in, the Gulf Shores closing public beaches. Again, repeating, Gulf Shores just announced they're closing public beaches. Spring breakers adjust. Very warm today, March day, with a high around 85. The record is 88. Record is probably safe. More clouds than sun today. Breezy by this afternoon. Dry and mild tonight. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 84. Risk of showers and thunderstorms perhaps by Friday afternoon, but a better chance by Friday evening, Friday night, and ending on Saturday morning. Cooler, with a high temperature up to about 72 on Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday, with more rain by Sunday afternoon into Sunday night and Monday. Pollen count still very high today and tomorrow. It will get a little better, though, by about Sunday. We go into the medium range. Right now this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour. A little misty out there. Foggy in spots, 66 now at 740.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, fellows, did I give you the conundrums for this morning?
We did, and we
threw them away.
You didn't see him crumple? You saw him crumple up that paper?
In disgust? No, actually, right here.
I'm not taking it personally. That's why I ask your opinion.
We had two good ones yesterday. Do you know where you probably filed that away in the organized file, didn't you?
I threw them away yesterday afternoon.
And oh, okay.
Jerry came by yesterday and did the collection. So, but we got. I'm going to pull up a web page here.
Okay.
And well, used to instead of sitting here being unproductive.
Oh, right.
You can look over. Let me pull this up here. And you can look these over and make a decision. Boy, I just love the way this computer responds. You know, it only took me 20 years to figure out how to bookmark something. There you go. You guys take a look at those. Scroll around. I am going to get out of the way and go down and see if traffic has picked up at all. this morning. At 7:41, here's Fox Business.
A virus. Hartley says one of its workers at the Menominee Falls, Wisconsin plant contracted the disease. All U.S. factories are temporarily shutting down. Hartley will place employees on temporary leave, but they will still receive medical benefits. U.S. car makers have also temporarily shut down factories in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Home builder Lennar is reporting a stronger-than-expected start to the year. Its home deliveries were up 17% in the first quarter. However, it's not offering a forecast for 2020 because of uncertainty surrounding the virus. Playboy magazine is ending its print edition, saying the disruptions caused by the coronavirus made it impossible to continue. It will continue to publish online. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
See them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 20th, 1955. I was out hiking with my dad when we came to a field of thick green plants. Morgan, my daddy said, this is cannabis. It can be used to make rope, cloth, and paper. Or you can smoke it and see God. I looked up at him and said, well, how do you know this, Pops? And he said, because I smoke it and see God. Now toke up, fool. You think I came up here for a damn hike?
That was another of Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Elmore County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well. That's according to the Elmore Community Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its testing facility. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Montgomery has suspended production after one of its employees tested positive for the coronavirus. The company says it will be providing additional sanitation measures and plans to disinfect the entire facility. And Governor Kay Ivey announced that the primary runoff scheduled for March 31st has now been moved to July 14th. The governor says she's exercising her powers under the Emergency Management Act to reschedule the date due to the threat of the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Got animal stories coming up in a couple of minutes. Got a note from Gary Garvin, one of our hero truck driver buddies. Says, just a note of interest, traveling through Birmingham. He travels north and south in that quarter. I normally have to stop or slow down at least 5 times. Today, I did not even have to downshift. It is getting real.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Hey, I had read something about...
If you had a place to go, the gas stations are open. If you had a place to go, this would be the time to go because the roads are vacant.
Something I'd read online that and maybe some of the people who listen to the show that are truck drivers can attest to this or something like that, but they're having problems finding
food
basically, only for the fact that restaurants have gone to drive-through only, but trucks don't fit through drive-throughs.
You can't get the right.
And so, I mean, you can still do some curbside pickup, I guess, if you can find that. But that's the situation they're coming into. So
interesting. You know. Never thought about it.
Let's see. Mrs. Ritterbottle sent us a nice note. She's proud of us. We're doing a great job. She says, I'm announcing this because it is, in every sense, a public service. because Costco is doing this for people exclusively for members who are over 60 years of age or have physical disabilities.
Okay.
Monday to Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. Only members who meet the criteria will be invited to shop during these hours. No guests will be admitted. That's a nice consideration for folks who, you know, in the kind of panic buying we saw and stuff, and I think that's kind of died down. And they are starting to respond. Like Danny at Food Outlet told us yesterday that, you know, they're a truck or two behind, but they're keeping up with it. So there you go, 8 to 9, and that's, again, people over 60 or anybody with physical disabilities for Costco, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. The preceding has been a public service announcement of this radio station. We're doing our best to, you know, keep up with all of it. Next, animal stories. I think that's Major League Baseball trade rumors. Let me see if there's anything exciting there.
What, is that what that noise is?
That's my MLB alert.
MLB noise?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, no, that was the Fox News. Gas hits 99 cents a gallon at a Kentucky gas station.
Wow.
Swell. So you...
Is it the 70s since that happened, I wonder?
I'm going to drive to Kentucky, get some gas today.
Yeah, right. That makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, well, you can't let an opportunity like that go by. We do have animal stories, and that's in 2 minutes.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this... Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. It is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True tales featuring beastesses from the wild kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the pulpit. Can you do it any better?
That was
than
perfect.
That?
Perfect.
All right. Our first creature of the morning is the party animal.
Oh, no.
This is true. I guess they've closed another. Yeah, this is that clip from the Party Animals.
This guy is a...
Spring Break, a genius.
Genius.
In Miami.
Oh, yeah.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami Spring Break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. Two, 3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens. With the bars being closed, you know, we'll find alternatives. Unfortunately, it does suck.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Yeah. There you go.
Everything I tried you says bull.
It's
Thank you.
That worked out well. Perfect. What is cuter? Is there anything other than Rich Thomas more
adorable
than a puppy learning how to howl?
Oh, no.
We have that audio for you this morning. I am going to post that video. It's a little Weimarner, and he's getting his big boy voice going there. One day he'll be able to howl just like Wolfman does.
Now, the Humane Society would still have to be open, right? I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, their issue is they need folks that can foster dogs. And, you know, I hate to even bring this up, but at times like this, some people, they lose their job. They can't afford to keep their pet.
Oh, that's true, too.
So they get extra overwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean, it's a responsibility for sure.
Something to keep in mind. And finally, our last story comes from not the same beach those idiots were at. A British Columbia student was awarded a Guinness World Record after finding the largest sand dollar in the world on a Mexican beach. Nico Wong, a fourth grader at Bairstow Elementary School, said she found the sand dollar larger than her head.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, a sand dollar bigger than your own head.
Wow!
The sand dollar is 6.49 inches long and 51 grams. The previous record holder was only about 6 inches. And those are your animal stories.
Look at that little puppy dog right there. Yeah, it's a cute little puppy.
Sweet little puppy.
Yeah, it's a cute little puppy.
Hey, look at this thing will only let me share to TikTok, Twitter. I hate Twitter. I'm going to close my Twitter account, I think. How do I get it on Facebook? I want everybody to see this adorable puppy howling. Let's see if I can get it.
How did you know that TikTok's that logo? That's... You're getting hipper every day.
I am almost impossibly hip. Yeah. Okay, here you go. Something adorable. Why is it when I...
You know
what I hate about this keyboard? And this is a first world problem.
Yeah. Well, it's dirty.
The tops of the keys are curved.
Oh, they're crowned, sort of, like they're, right?
Like your teeth. And it's easy to double strike on this keyboard. Think of upper level mango.
When our grandparents were growing up, you know, that wasn't a problem back then.
That's right.
You'd be happy to have any keyboard.
Reminds me of the Norm MacDonald bit about 400,000 pictures of your great grandfather. Hey, one of the things you can do during a time like this, where you don't have to spend, but you can plan ahead and help the great businesses that help this radio station. Brian Jewelry does layaway. That means you can go shop, set something aside, things get normal, you can take care of it. You could even get ahead of the curve on something that may be a couple of months off. And of course, Easter is coming up and they have some amazing pieces to celebrate that occasion. Maybe this is time to get a watch fixed or something repaired. I've got something I got to take up there. I may go up there Saturday afternoon, visit Lynn and Kenny and that gang. Again, this is the war we're in, so finding ways to help our businesses stay open, keep people employed, if you can do it. You can very easily, without spending a nickel, just go to BrianJewelry.com and browse their amazing selection. They have a wish list feature there. That's how I found it. If you look at the picture, the selfie of me and Janelle from our Florida trip. It's not too far down on my Facebook wall. Notice what's around her neck. That was one of her birthday gifts, and she absolutely loved it. Beautiful merchandise, very competitively priced, and yes, they do lay away. So that's one way you can help and get yourself ahead of the curve on an upcoming event, anniversary, birthday, or other type of celebration. Start at BrianJewelry.com.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian.
Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, things looking good right now. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery. The boulevards, little congested, moderate traffic around the city. Some congestion also on Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza, Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to perform by other lawyers.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Spring.